Hey there, sleepyhead. Why so jumpy? I can touch you whenever I want. You're my pet. Remember? Sorry, little one. It wasn't a dream. This is really happening. Touching includes licking, pet. You know, you're being awfully mouthy for a thief. As if you're in any position to be making demands. If it's so terrible, you're welcome to pick door number two. Of course, that doesn't end so well for you.
Unless you like being pancaked under my ass.
Didn't think so. You know, you're not going to have any fun if you keep getting all wound up like this. It's not good for your nervous system. No, I'm not a doctor. Don't be an ass. It's common sense. See? You're fighting me right now. And you're just proving my point. I can feel your heart pounding in your chest, pet. You're going to make yourself sick at this rate. Do we really need to get into this again? You know why you can't leave.
You were bad. You need to be punished.
And besides, is it honestly that awful spending time with me? Choose your answer wisely. And whose fault is that? I didn't make you steal my water. You did that all on your own. Yet you refuse to accept the consequences of your actions. And they call me a monster. I told you. There's a reason giants and humans don't get along. And it's not just because of the cannibalism thing. No. Then tell me, when's the last time you rolled out the welcome mat for anyone that didn't look exactly like you? Sure. You'd also never steal, right? Or am I meant to believe that bigotry is where you draw the line? Prove it then. Give me a chance, pet. Not just say you will, but actually do it. You can start by taking a second to appreciate everything I've done for you, for one. Not that you deserve it. The furniture? Bed, table, all the human-sized stuff. You think that was easy for me to come by? The words you're looking for are thank you, not how did you get those. Which is rude, by the way. Next, you're going to ask me what they cost. Why is everything an argument with you? You're like one of those yappy little dogs biting at my ankles. Not all attention is good attention, you know. And I want to give you good attention, you annoying little brat. But you won't let me. You just keep insisting on testing my patience. Still? How many times am I going to have to explain this to you before you stop being scared? I don't want to hurt you. I want to love you. As a pet. Is that so hard to believe? No, you don't know me. Are you even willing to try? Look on the bright side. Eventually, you'll learn to enjoy your place as my pet. You see, I can be very patient, little one. Stubborn, too. So, the longer it takes you to give in to my kindness and generosity, the longer you stay. Unfortunately for you, I'm the one in charge here. It is, if I say it is. Put aside your sense of injustice for a moment and consider things from my perspective, will you? I'm the victim here, not you. My water was stolen by you and your entire village. I should demand you return it tenfold for what you've done. But I don't. Because I don't want that. I want you to be happy. Here. With me. It's really not much to ask for, considering everything that's been taken from me. Don't you think? Well, I don't care what you think. You're wrong. Listen. Do you want to do this my way? Or the hard way? See, I want this to be fun for you, pet. Just like I want it to be fun for me. And if it's not fun for me, well, then you're really not going to have a good time. If I wanted a pet that ignored me, I'd get a cat. I want a friend. A companion. Not a prisoner. I'm lonely, not masochistic. I don't just want to teach you a lesson, little one. I want to take care of you. But if you won't let me, then, well, I'll have to take care of you. I've already told you how. It's easy. Just give me a chance. Really? You promise? Good. Now take off your clothes. Don't be a pervert. It's not like that. You're filthy. And I don't just mean your mind. I need to give you a bath. And leave you to drown. Am I supposed to take your word for it? You're a known liar. If you want me to trust what you say, try telling the truth for once. You know, good pets don't ask so many questions. You don't understand. I'm doing you a favor, little one. You see, I could rip those clothes from your body before you could even make a move to stop me. All this? The bargaining, conversation stuff? It's for your benefit. I don't need your cooperation to get you to do what I want. I don't need you to do anything at all. So, please, for both our sakes, don't make this a fight. We both know you can't win.
And you really don't want to lose.
Good. I'm glad to see you're not completely hopeless. No. Here is fine. Privacy is a privilege, not a right, pet. If you want it, you have to earn it. Besides, I'm your master now. You know, your owner. Yeah, for the time being, but still, there shouldn't be anything between us. Not if you want to form a true and lasting bond. I know it's hard to be vulnerable, pet. But you need to be brave for me. Because I'm about 15 seconds from losing my patience and taking matters into my own hands. And that's such a cute shirt.
It would be a shame to ruin it.
Good pet. I knew you would make the right choice. I am so proud of you, little one. Mmm.